listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Thanks for joining us, folks. Welcome to this Saturday's edition of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe here on Republic Broadcast Network. Thanks for bearing with us. We had a little bit of technical issues with Skype, but we're going by phone today. So thanks for joining us. I may have a guest or two calling in, and if anybody's out there and wants to randomly call in, it's always great to chat with people who just decide to call in. So welcome. If you haven't been here before, this is the White Rose Resistance Hour, and it's named for a group called the White Rose, which were resistance to the Third Reich in early 1940s Germany. And the sentiment was to rise and stand against oppression, not militarily, but philosophically and with a good nature, a good heart, come together as human beings and oppose the tyranny of the day in the 40s. And then now we seem to have a resurgence of tyranny. They're wanting to have us wear masks. They're wanting to have us take injections that they're calling vaccines. They are curtailing our freedoms in many, many areas. So us good-natured folks are banding together and seeking remedy. There are people all across the nation that are opening their businesses despite these tyrants' attempts to tell them to shut down the restaurants. There are people that won't wear masks. There are people that are leaving their jobs because they will not have some mystery cocktail injected into their arms. And around the world, there are more people standing up against the tyranny than they'll let us know. Tens of thousands of people in Europe, in England, in Greece, and, well, you know, all over the world. So here we are. Here we are in North America. Wherever you are, there you are. And know that you're not alone. Know that there are a lot of good people that are now deciding, hey, it's time. Time to take our kids out of public indoctrination camps. They're really not centers for education. They're centers for indoctrination. There are people that are just deciding they're just not going to go along with the BS any longer. And we're looking for ways to come together and homeschool our kids and grow our own food and share eggs and share firewood or, you know, whatever it is that it takes to grow community and stand separately. People are starting to band together to do that. And there are great sources of information on the internet. I don't claim to be one of them, but I have found quite a few of them. So if you have a pen handy, I'll shout out a couple of great names later because it's just been a miraculous journey for me personally. I started waking up in, I hate to use that phrase, but that's fairly accurate. I was selfish, ignorant, and apathetic. You know, I grew up, all I wanted to do was surf and party and surf. And then I was shaken out of my slumber by a few incidents. The biggest one, not the first one, but the one that really, really kind of turned me around, it was a big smack in the face, was, of course, September 11th, 2001. And after that little incident, that tragedy, I realized, hey, it's just not okay to ignore this stuff anymore because it made sense to me that if I'm not part of the solution, I'm part of the problem. And I've heard smarter people than me say, son, lead, follow, or get out of the way. So, you know, I'm deciding that it's best to do my feeble, good-hearted best to step into the arena, as it were, and learn to get better. Learn to get better at opposing tyranny, to standing up to tyrants. You know, I aspire to one day be a dragon slayer. So here we are, folks. We are, we're gathered together and seeking solutions. Now, I've got to tell you, I may have a call-in from a wonderful woman who today rallied a bunch of her friends in defense of our shared liberty at a local library where they have not been letting us in without masks. And so a bunch of us gathered and, you know, made our presence known and voiced our opinions, mapped out a roadmap, if you will, to remedy, spoke with the local police who weren't entirely unreasonable. To some degree, their hands are tied. They're not completely bad people, although they are order followers, which some would argue makes them bad people. But at the end of the day, in a fairly small community where I am, they're community members too, and they know it. And they, I got the sense that if push comes to shove, they are going to side with the people, and that's an encouraging thing. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how things come around. So there's all kinds of reasons for positive feeling about what's going on in the world. We've reached a point where a lot of people that had been ignoring politics and ignoring the large, big picture conspiracies, if you will, are now having to face the fact that they're conspiring against us and have been for many generations. And that's encouraging. So I am not feeling defeated in the least. I am very, very optimistic. I have found what every one of us can find, which is a group of people that are intelligent and kind and decent and engaged. You know, what JFK talked about, the remedy to what ailed the country was an informed and engaged citizenry. And I got to tell you, all you have to do is look a little bit, you'll find them. I'm not the sharpest crayon in the box, folks. Any of you saw the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High with Sean Penn back in the day? Remember Jeff Spicoli, the character that came peeling out of a 1960s Volkswagen van amid a cloud of smoke? Stoner surfer? Well, that's basically how I spent the first 30 years of my life. And, I have found a path, and I have found really remarkable, intelligent, good-hearted, engaged citizens to, have fellowship with and to do things with and to seek remedy with and to oppose tyranny with. And it's just a marvelous, wonderful thing. So let me get a little time check going here. I have 4:10. We've got our first break coming up in about 10 minutes. Gives me 10 minutes to pontificate unless we get fortunate and have a call in. Save me from my... Oh, we have a guest. All right. We're going to have a guest. Come on, folks. Who do we have on the line? Yeah, great. Excellent. We have Sherry on the line. Beautiful.
Yes. Hello. Am I on?
Yeah, Sherry. Hello.
Hi, Stu. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. I'm so glad you could make it on. It was such a wonderful morning. Oh, what a great start to the day. A little frustrating. You know, we knew we were up against idiots and order followers. We kind of knew that going in. But if you could you just kind of introduce yourself and let people know how we spent the better part of our morning today?
Sure. My name is Sherry, and I organized a visit to the library this morning. Should I give a little background for the impetus for the visit?
Yeah, absolutely. We have about 8 minutes until the first break, so if you want to give a little 8 minute, and then we'll come back from break and maybe unpack it a little bit more, whatever you like.
Okay, sure. Well, I refuse to wear a mask anywhere, and our local library has a mask mandate, and the librarians take it very seriously. So I've managed to sneak in a few times and get my books and check them out myself. And a few weeks ago, the self-checkout was out of order, and the librarian insisted I put a mask on, and I refused. And so he refused to check out my books, and he called the police and threatened to have me trespassed off the premises, and I didn't feel like dealing with the hassle because I had groceries in the car, and I just left without my books. And I had a conversation with the library director the following day, and she claimed that it didn't count as discrimination because I had the right to go online and use the online library system where I could browse the pictures of books, certainly not open them up and look at them like one is wont to do with the library, but I could look at what they had in the library, put it on hold, and then arrange for curbside pickup where they bring the book out and they insist you wait in your car until they put it in the little shelf outside on the in front of the building, and then you're allowed to get out of your car and go pick it up and take it home. So in my attempts, and I was not satisfied with this, by the way. I knew there was something wrong, and I didn't have the law in front of me to figure it out. But I subsequently got my hands on the list of local, state, federal laws that they're directly violating with this mask mandate and the refusal to let me participate fully in the library system. And so I figured I would go back and I would defend myself. But in the meantime, I really need it. My daughter loves to read, and we use the library quite a bit, so I attempted to put a book on hold. She's in the middle of a series, and she wanted the next one in the series, so I attempted to put it on hold, found out I couldn't. On my library account, it had restricted right at the top of the page, so I called the library, and I said, I'm having trouble using my card online. It says I'm restricted, and the librarian who... without authority and without reason, put the restriction on my account, told me that he had done so. And the reason was he thought I might come back into the library and attempt to use the self-checkout without a mask on. When I spoke again to the director of the library, she said that she was not aware that he had done that. So he did it of his own accord without the approval or direction of the library board. And they have since reinstated my account, so I can use it online. But I was furious at the personal discrimination that he felt in his right to perform. So I organized this visit this morning. Well, it was earlier this afternoon, because I know there are a lot of people who don't feel comfortable taking their mask off when they're told to put it on. You know, they want to go along to get along. And so I figured there's safety in numbers. Let's all gather and attempt to use the library without our masks, which is our right. And my biggest point is I really want people to think about the long-term consequences to their obedient behavior. Because if you're not willing to stand up now, you might lose the chance to do so in the future when it quote, really matters, unquote.
Absolutely. It does seem like this is a stepping stone to an even worse situation, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anyone who doesn't see that isn't paying attention.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And it was encouraging to see how you were able to rally. We probably had, 20, 30 people minimum, I would think, out there today, and a bit of a police presence.
Yeah,
and,
lots of people, families as well. Yeah, and then they refused to let my daughter come in to use the bathroom because we were there for about an hour, you know, talking with people. And so the librarians locked the doors and wouldn't let anybody who wasn't wearing a mask in. My daughter had a gaiter on, a knitted gaiter scarf sort of thing, and she really had to go to the bathroom. So she pulled it up in front of her face and tried to go in, and they barred her entrance while at the same time letting someone with clearly a knitted fabric face covering come in right past us. And so now I have video evidence of their discrimination against us, and I plan to use it in a court of law.
Well, good for you. I think it's going to go well, and I'm encouraged by having people come out. And you make a great point. Maybe we can unpack a little bit before the break here. That the discrimination really even goes on, you know, normal discrimination, in that it is discrimination based on compliance. And it's a really interesting factor. I hope you can talk a little bit about that, because it seems as if they are deciding personally, these people, to be compliant, obedient slaves, and they are outraged and offended and belligerent when faced with people that side with freedom.
Right. Yeah, and it's all about virtue signaling. Look what a good person I am, following the rules.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really disgusting to see today. Those people, I went in a little bit ahead of everybody. I kind of separated myself. I don't know if you noticed, but I went in and just used the restroom and came out with the camera rolling, and they were lined up like a military phalanx. They were lined up in a row. They had their game faces on. They were just adamantly, belligerently opposed to anybody coming in their library that wasn't a compliant, obedient slave. And it was really kind of disgusting to see that level of ignorant hostility from them.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, I have assumptions about librarians that they know how to research information by virtue of their interest in being a librarian. And clearly that's not the case with them.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I also think there might be a factor of they know, or they have the ability to understand, that it could be that all this is based on a hoax and it is a totalitarian deal, but they just lack the strength of character and the morality and the integrity to deal with it, to start down the rabbit hole and to get to a place where we've gotten to in the past, where we've just decided to decide with what's right and not with what's comfortable. And so I think it's really interesting that we're dealing with idiots, and then we're dealing with people that aren't stupid, but they're just cowards. So it's a lot of other
right.
people, a lot of different types of people on the other side of the aisle. So we're going to break, Cheryl. If you could stay with us, that'd be great. And we'll be back in just a minute. Stuart Howe with the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey, thanks for waiting, everybody. Thanks for waiting through the break. And hopefully, if you're able to, you can help support Republic Broadcasting. It's a great platform. It's getting harder and harder to find places that will let you talk about stuff if it's not popular or sanitized. So if you're able to help RBN, that would be great. And I appreciate coming on and listening to our show here, the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I am Stuart Howe. I've got Sherry on the line. And yeah, Sherry, thank you so much for getting everybody together today. I thought it was really positive seeing the families come out and even some of the random library customers that came and just chatted with us. And they loved the fact that the community was rallying, and I think they might be a candidate for the next little action that we have.
Yeah, I hope so. I was really happy about the number of people that came out. And we were discussing, my husband and I, earlier about how it's really difficult to assess the level of support for all this nonsense nationwide or even worldwide, because our voice has been squelched so completely through censorship online And, you know, you can't talk about anything that doesn't support the mainstream narrative without getting shut down. So it's really hard to even gauge how many people support our opinion that these are rights that we really shouldn't allow so easily to be trampled on.
Yes, very good point. You know, I see conflicting information. You know, part of what I see out there in the world through various sources tells me that there aren't as many people as I would like that are awake and aware and, you know, willing to show up in support of our rights, our shared rights, as we did today. And then part of what I see tells me that there are a vast amount of people around the world and here that are willing to show up and are willing to speak out and stand up. The various movements around the world, the latest one I just saw last night, I'm not sure exactly when it actually took place, but I saw the footage last night out of Great Britain, and the news media said hundreds of people were in the street protesting. Well, it was more like hundreds of thousands. It was just a sea of humanity, just all the good-hearted family people and everybody, you know, just in the streets, letting, you know, the powers that be, the elected or appointed criminals running things know, hey, you know what? We're not having it anymore. And it was just such a beautiful show of force. And there's been many. I'm sure you've seen the Yellow Vest movement, you know, before all this idiocracy rolled out. But there is a huge percentage, and it's hard to gauge. Like you said, it's hard to gauge what percentage that actually is, but people that really have just about had enough. And I think we're seeing the powers that be sort of roll back some of the tyranny, because they know that the villagers are on the verge of grabbing torches and pitchforks and heading for the castles. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, do you think that we, you know, there are more people than they let us believe that are, you know, ready to stand together?
I think there are, and I think there are several factors that play into the difficulty people have getting together and standing up to this, the cancel culture being such a huge one. You know, people risk their jobs, their livelihoods, their families. I mean, how many families have you seen ripped apart by differing opinions over this nonsense? But they could lose everything if they stand up and say, this is wrong, I don't agree, I don't believe this. And there's the sunk cost fallacy where people who bought it in the beginning and maybe even bought it up until recently have a very difficult time admitting they were wrong or they were duped or the information that they've been fed is a total scam because they've invested so much energy, you know, sort of like a gambler who has a problem quitting. You invest so much, you think just a little bit more and it'll be okay. And so it's a real psychological hurdle to be like, well, shit, I just wasted a year believing this nonsense. Now I'm going to move on. And also the paradigm shift that comes with recognizing that people who you've seen in the past as authorities of information have been lying to you. That's a really hard one for people to grasp. If you don't recognize that you're being lied to, then you can't possibly move beyond the appeal to authority.
Yeah, that's a great thing we could talk about a little bit, because I think that's very important, is something I went through, probably you did, probably most of us do, is the initial resistance to believing that all of these authorities, I'm using the air quotes, you know, with my fingers, all of these authority figures have been lying to us massively. It's a massive con artistry theater from the politicians and the talking heads on the media. It's really, really not pleasant to have to admit that I had been bamboozled and conned my whole life. I had so much invested in believing that, you know, society was the way they would like me to believe it is. And you know, that's why 9/11 is a big turning point for a lot of people. And for a lot of people, it's vaccine issues or it's GMO issues. But we'll unpack this a little more on the other side. Hopefully you can stay with us a little longer, Sherry. We're going to break. I'm Stuart Howe.
Yep, we'll be right back
with a White Rose Resistance Hour. Excellent, Sherry. We'll see you in a few minutes. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belong to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I want to welcome everybody back to the second half of the hour on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on Republic Broadcast Network. And I've got Sherry on the line with us. Sherry, it was just so wonderful, you know, to get out there with everybody late morning and this afternoon. And I love what you brought up, and I'd like to talk a little bit more about how difficult it can be to deal with deciding that you've seen that there's a different reality than is portrayed on the news, and that there's a truth that's not being told, and the consequent divide that run right down the middle of a workplace or a family, and how it's really difficult for a lot of people to even face the possibility that they could embrace the truth, the fact that we're being lied to, the fact that GMO food is poison, and that 9/11 was an inside job, and that the vaccine is horrifying, and that the masks are, you know, not to help us, but they're part of a rollout of tyranny and con artistry. And I faced it myself. I'll never go to another family Thanksgiving dinner. It's just, it's never going to happen again. And I'd love for you to tell us your experience or what your thoughts are on what a wonderful payoff there is on the other side of being willing to accept the journey of finding the truth and opposing deception, and the wonderful payoff that I think we've both found, and I think we both know a lot of people have found, the payoff for the willingness to embrace reality and truth and to turn towards living accordingly with fellow truth and justice supporters. Could you maybe speak to that a little bit for us, Sherry?
Yeah, sure. And I also wanted to bring up the point of another, I was thinking while on break, another one of the reasons I think it's so difficult for people to grasp the idea that we're being so thoroughly lied to is, you know, we're nice people. We're good, honest people, you and I, and probably all of your listeners. We couldn't imagine creating such subterfuge and controlling people for our own benefit. But from what I've researched and seen with my own eyes, despite the all the attempts to invert reality right in front of me, I've seen that the people who rise to the top of into elite leadership positions tend to be psychopathic liars with no natural born empathy, and they couldn't give a hoot about you and I and all the normal people of the world, and they. I don't really understand what it is that drives them, just absolutely pure narcissism, I guess. But the idea that somebody could be that bad is incomprehensible to good people, and so they just simply can't believe that it happens. But it's happening in front of us, and somehow people don't see it because it's just so difficult.
It is, and just real briefly, I'd like to interject that my last week's guest, Janice, who was there at the library today, she came, and she was my guest last week, and she has done years of research, if not decades of research about this. And if anybody wants to know more about this, they can go into the archives for my show on RBN, and my show with Janice last week, she unpacked the evidence for them actually being from bloodlines and, let's just say, derivations other than normal humanity. And you're right, they lack empathy, they lack compassion, and they are driven to control and subjugate people because they are not like us. And then they're the second tier psychopaths that go along with that because they've been convinced that it's okay to get what you want at somebody else's expense, and it's okay to play the game and lie to people and burn people in business. But the primary psychopaths, they, you know, may not be, by definition, completely human. Now, I'm not going to say that they're shape-shifting lizards or anything, but the show with Janice really unpacked that very, very well from a very well-researched point of view. And you're right. I don't think most people are ready to accept how different and how evil the people that are running the show are. But the evidence of, you know, the satanic ritual abuse and pedophilia, you know, on top of the corruption and lying and deception and the murderous wars is really hard to ignore. Oh, yeah, there's that. Right. I just wanted to interject that.
Yeah, I sympathize with people who want to put their heads in the sand and pretend it doesn't exist, because it is really difficult information, but us pretending it doesn't exist certainly doesn't make it go away. But the benefit of facing the reality of the world is that you gain a real sense of actual and real freedom, the ability to make decisions for yourself rather than take the advice of someone who really only cares about putting money in their own pocket and doesn't care a whit about you and your health and your family and your future or the future of this planet. And you have the ability to surround yourself with other people who enjoy research, enjoy ferreting out the little tidbits of truth that are hidden in the whole morass of lies, and you have a real connection to real people who really know how to think for themselves. And it's one of the reasons I homeschool my daughter, because our education system has turned into a brainwashing mechanism that's meant to keep us dominant. And when you wake up to that fact, you find all sorts of people who are fighting for their true lives. I mean, this is really a fight to the death if it comes to that, because they're trying to take everything. And the ones who get the vaccine, you can't even rightly call it a vaccine. Any vaccine from this point forward is going to alter our DNA. We're going to become GMO humans if you subject yourself to that medical malfeasance. And I really and truly fear for their lives.
Yes. Yeah, and not without cause. I love the fact that, we're on the same page, and there's so many people in our community that are on the same page, and so many people in the world that are now turning to face the truth and finding that it's just not that bad. I mean, yeah, you'll lose some friends. I've lost some friends. I'm estranged from some family. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm hoping you agree with me, it is so much better. It is so much more fulfilling to have new friends that have higher, caliber of quality, integrity, and, morality, and, just good, decent people. Perfect? No. But I'll tell you what, the good-hearted and funny as hell people that I get to run around with these days, it's so much better.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. And the thing is, once you start to open your eyes, there really is no turning back unless you enjoy engaging in willful ignorance. Because once you start to see the truth, the whole world really opens up to you, and it's pretty amazing the reality of the world. It's not all bad. There's some horrible shit out there, but it's not all bad. It's mostly good. People are amazing. People are good.
Yeah, they really are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I just
and it's that
really
goodness that
everybody.
They're trying to suppress.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think we're making a great sales pitch for fully embracing this lifestyle of, being willing to deal with the truth and seeking out and doing a little bit of footwork to find other like-minded people, which I think is probably why I started the show, to kind of champion this, this resistance to the machinations of this Third Reich and this tyranny, this New World Order. And I'm just so glad there are so many wonderful people like yourself, Sherry, on the path here. So, yeah, I mean, what other experiences have you had that you could share with people about how wonderful it is to, to commit to actually not just knowing this, but because in a way, and tell me if you agree, it can be even worse knowing a lot of stuff about what's really happening in the world, but not doing anything about it. And then how freeing it is when, well, for me, I learned about it and then I had to get out and do something. And once I did, I felt so good about it.
Yes. Well, it certainly does open up interesting conversations. And I have to admit, I'm careful with who I start conversations with, because people who are wanting to be willfully ignorant will take it personally that I think that they're wrong, based on the lies that they believe. And especially regarding everything that's going on with the COVID regime that we're under, I flat out refuse to obey any of the changes. And so I went to the dentist recently and I refused to have my temperature taken because they didn't used to do that. And I don't see why they should. My temperature is my business. I'm not sick. I'm clearly healthy coming in here with no symptoms of any sort of illness. And so you have no right to take my temperature. And I totally freaked out my dental hygienist, but it opened up a really interesting conversation because she asked me, after she sort of calmed down from being flustered from my refusal, she asked me why. And I said, because it's all a part of this nonsense and I refuse to comply.
Good for you. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
So people get confused and sometimes they get offended, but then they'll talk about it and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I loved about today, is we had really conflicting viewpoints, and except for the, the adamant, belligerent, cowardly idiots that worked in that library that were just defiantly ignorant, Other people, you know, even the police were at least willing to have dialogue. And I found that it is possible. You know, I'm very guarded in how I bring this stuff up at work. But when it comes up, I'll stand my ground politely and without being confrontational because I feel like I need to. The character demands it, although I am a little bit careful about how I bring it up. But it is really great to see in this community where we are and in a lot of communities, it is possible to really have dialogue without, you know, arguing or, you know, being hateful about it. And that's what I really see as possible, because they want it to evolve into an angry yelling match. You know, that's what they, that's what the CIA paper, the memo after 9/11, CIA memo 1035-960, where they coined the term conspiracy theorist, and they instructed all their field agents to just, you know, belittle anybody who brings up the truth of the Kennedy assassination as conspiracy theorists. Don't let it turn into a rational conversation, because you'll lose. And that's what we're seeing now. You know, they will, they don't want a rational conversation about what the PCR assay that they're calling a test really is. They don't want a conversation about what this mRNA injection is that they're calling a vaccine. Because the minute that you have a calm, rational conversation, it's made clear that they're standing on a pile of fallacy.
Yeah. And you have to, whenever you see that questions and conversations are forbidden, you have to look more closely. And not enough people are doing that, but more, I feel like more and more are starting to recognize that, wait a second, why are we not allowed to talk about this?
Yep. Yeah, well, that's a wonderful point. And that's why last week's show with Janice, you know, God bless her, she is wonderful, but, you know, even I had second thoughts about really going as far as we did into some potentially offensive, you know, truth research, because there are groups of people that really, you know, they take offense to the truth being told about certain areas of thought. You know, it's where you can't talk, the areas you can't talk about are the most important ones. And I love that you brought that up. You know, the people that you can't criticize, it's your rulers. You know, you want to know who's ruling you. Look at the people that you can't criticize. Well, that's, you know, that's government. That's, you know, certain cultures that feel like they're dominant, or there's a supremacism thing going on that, you know, they don't want to have unpacked. And, you know, they're standing behind a bunch of BS that they don't want unpacked and examined, because it becomes pretty clear pretty quickly in a rational conversation once you start sourcing information and, you know, vetting and verifying and using some discernment, it becomes pretty clear that, you know, there's a gaggle of ne'er-do-wells that are masquerading as our betters, and it's just, it doesn't hold water. So, yeah, I love talking about the stuff that we're not supposed to talk about. I mean, politics and religion, that's where the truth lies, right? I mean, religion and politics cover for...
You got to look in the places they don't want you to look. That's where you find the real stuff.
Yeah. So what are some of your success stories with, you know, with bringing those up? Because you're obviously you're very, very diplomatic, and you're very well-spoken, you're soft-spoken and intelligent. And, yeah, share with us some of your success stories with going into potentially uncomfortable areas of conversation.
Well, probably one of my biggest success stories as far as opening eyes of people really important to me about the medical myth that we're surrounded by is when I gave birth to my daughter, I chose not to vaccinate her. And I did thousands of hours of research on the whole history of vaccination, all the way back to Dr. Jenner, the history of illness, the, you know, everything I could get my hands on. And I was unquestionably convinced that vaccination was not a smart choice. And pretty much everyone in my family thought I was crazy until I started sharing some of the information that I had unearthed. And, of course, I didn't share everything because not many people want to spend as many hours researching as I do. I thoroughly enjoy it, and it's my favorite hobby. But, you know, that's not everybody's cup of tea, and I get it. So I would cull the information and share the important points, and now several members of my family are as convinced as I am that the medical mafia is not out for our best interest. There's still the hangers on that want to believe that they're being cared for by their doctor as best they can. And I believe most doctors are good people and they're just doing what they're told. They're doing what they've learned, but the medical schools are owned by the pharmaceutical companies. So, I mean, you can figure out for yourself who benefits from that knowledge.
Yeah. It's not rocket surgery. They're the ones that benefit, and there is a large cartel. Yeah, definitely. That's a great point. Well, I so appreciate your coming on. You know, today was a broken field play. I had a guest that was not able to come on, and I just thought, oh, I'm just going to go to that event at the library and see if Sherry will join us. I'm so glad you did, Sherry. Thank you for coming on.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Final break here. You bet. Thanks for coming on. I'll see you around the neighborhood. And thanks again for everything you've
done. All right.
There she goes, everybody. Good night, Sherry.
Thank you, Stuart. We'll see you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
See you on the other side of the break, folks.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We made it through another break. We're coming near the end of our show. We are here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I am Stuart Howe, and this is the White Rose Resistance Hour. And, Sherry was just so wonderful to have on. I'm so lucky. You know, today just came together. I thought I'm just going to go to this little protest, gathering at the library, and hopefully Sherry will come on, and she did. And it just works out perfect. You know, I'm a big believer in that things happen the way they're supposed to when you do your part and trying to do that. And on that note, we've got a random call in here. We've got Fred in Iowa who's holding to come on. Fred, are you there? Are you with us?
Yeah, good evening, Stuart. I regret very much not being able to speak with Sherry. I know I want to ask you a question and her the same question. And whatever your answer is what your answer is and what you, I think, are and represent. I have enjoyed your show, and so far I've been in total agreement. But here's the question, Stuart, and I'd like to ask you.
Okay, Fred, let her rip.
Want to describe your worldview, and let me explain that, your worldview. What motivates you the strongest? What are your strongest beliefs? How would you describe yourself to represent yourself? And you can give as many words as you have time left or whatever. But so people would know where you're coming from and where you would point that you would draw the line in the sand and that and no more, and even be willing to give up your life for that. Go ahead there, Stuart. I appreciate your show.
Wow, what a yourself. Yeah, thank you for that, Fred. What a great question. Well, that just cuts right to the bottom line there, doesn't it? And I appreciate that.
Yes.
Well, how I would describe my worldview is that there are several levels and types of people here sharing our world. And part of it is what we come in with, and part of it is what we learn and what we decide to gravitate towards and how we want to live our lives. And I'm not sure how much is nature or how much is nurture, but I'll say this. I've made it out of a very, very long 30-plus year period of ignorance and apathy and turned consciously towards embracing what I find to be the truth, learning how to differentiate truth from falsehood and embracing that, trying to live my life by principles of that are defined. One explanation, one way to put it is natural law. Some people call it karmic law or God's law, but just trying to live as a decent person. And I would die. I would like to think I would give up my life to defend other people. If that's being threatened, that I would not let that be taken from my neighbors, my friends, my family, the people around me. So thank you, Fred. Thank you for that. It looks like we are on our way out, folks. Thank you for joining us on the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. I'll see you next Saturday. God bless you. Have a great week.
The universe on my hands has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of a new day. Hey, 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 hey.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love, It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.